Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. Today, in Small Town Hockey Heroes, we're looking at Johnny Quilty. One of the common threads with small-town hockey heroes seems to be that many brief NHL players were the victims of circumstance. Some were put on a bad team that never gave them a chance. Others were born too late or too early. Some had immediate success only to have it ripped away from them too soon, as was the case with Johnny Quilty. Johnny Quilty was born in Ottawa, Ontario, on January 21, 1921, to Silver Quilty, the future president of the Canadian Amateur Hockey Association and a future Canadian Football Hall of Fame inductee. Quilty grew up as a fan of the Ottawa Senators and would often watch the team play at home. A lover of athletics and sport, he was also the light heavyweight boxing champion of the Ottawa Valley in 1939. He would eventually make his way to the Ottawa St. Pat's of the Ottawa City Hockey League before turning pro with the Montreal Canadiens when they signed him on October 29, 1940, to play in the 1940-41 season. He would have an immediate impact on the team, earning 34 points in 48 games and winning the Calder Memorial Trophy as the top rookie in the league. This made him the first member of the Canadiens to win the Calder Trophy. To date, he is one of only four Canadiens to win the trophy. In his second season with the team, he had 24 points in 48 games. He would play two brief seasons with the Canadiens before joining the Royal Canadian Air Force and playing for the RCAF teams in Toronto and Vancouver during the Second World War. In 1946-47, he returned to the Canadiens, but the team had passed him by this point. He had played only three games for the team that year, earning 2 points, before moving down to the American Hockey League and playing for the Springfield Indians and Buffalo Bisons. In the AHL, he had 34 points in 51 games. In 1947-48, he had 6 points in 16 games before he was traded to the Boston Bruins and would suffer a compound fracture in his leg only 6 games into playing for his new team, courtesy of a hit from Bob Goldham. His season ended with the Bruins having 4 points in 10 games, and that would be the end of his NHL career. During his time with the NHL, he would have 70 points in 125 games and 8 points in 13 playoff games. He still stayed in the game for what he could, playing senior hockey for the North Sydney Victorias, earning 20 points in 31 games, and then joining the Ottawa RCAF Flyers in 1949-50 for 2 seasons. He would then join the Ottawa Senators in the Quebec Senior Hockey League and remain with the team until 1951-52. When he signed with the Renfrew Millionaires of the East Coast Senior League, picking up an MVP award before retiring. Quilty had suffered from alcoholism for much of his adult life, and he would eventually work for Alcoholics Anonymous and help others kick the habit. Quilty died in his home on September 12, 1969, at the young age of 48, and he was later inducted into the Ottawa Sports Hall of Fame in 1991. Information for this piece comes from Wikipedia, Habs Legend, Newspapers.com, and HockeyDB. I hope you enjoyed this look at Johnny Quilty, and if you did, please give a like and review. You can reach me at crwbaird@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at craigbaird. And you can find hundreds of history articles on my website at CanadaX, that's ehx.blogspot.ca. And if you want to, I'd really love it if you could support the podcast at Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/Bairdo, B-A-I-R-D-O. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.